This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 415ers podcast, brought to you as always on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. Please download, rate, subscribe. Also check us out on YouTube. Appreciate all the support that we have gotten thus far. Five stars are also, of course, appreciated. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy with you as always twice here in the offseason. Okay, Mark, well, speaking of, you know, number ones, number twos, well, all depends on the guy who's throwing the football. And apparently there was a rumor out there last year It was out there a couple days ago about last year that Ben Roethlisberger was reached out to by the San Francisco 49ers, or at least his agent was. And the quote that I was able to find, you know, essentially him saying that he can't see himself in any other uniform besides the black and gold. I think they had a great chance, referring to the 49ers, to win a Super Bowl, but did not want to join the team is how he positioned it, even though the 49ers gauged interest. So it wasn't like the Phillip Rivers situation, as we talked about before the show, where Rivers reached out to the 49ers and, you know, they weren't interested. It sounded like after Jimmy Garoppolo went down, is when I assume this happened, they were kind of open to a lot of different things, and apparently Big Ben was on their radar.
Yeah, so this is with an interview of Mark Madden at 105.9 in Philadelphia. Roethlisberger just straight up went out and said, yeah, the 49ers reached out to me in my camp. The one thing that's interesting, though, is we never really got a time frame. And you just brought up, you assume it happened after Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. That was where my mind originally went as well. But the timing here matters a ton, Evan. That's what makes this particularly interesting. I think when Garoppolo went down is a serious option. I think in the preseason, before the 49ers had the thought that Jimmy Garoppolo could return, is also a potential option. Not, you know, necessarily as him to come in and start over Trey Lance, but just, you know, check in, see if there's any interest there. But what if it happened after week one, when the Niners saw Trey Lance play terrible, that's not fair, you know, not play great in Chicago in the monsoon? Like, the timing here really matters when it comes to what the 49ers' goals were. I don't think there's anything nefarious going on with the 49ers in terms of their thoughts of Trey Lance. I'm sure it's very likely either the timeline you laid out after Jimmy Garoppolo's injury, you know, a little past halfway through the season, or perhaps in the preseason before they thought Jimmy Garoppolo was coming back. But whenever this conversation happened, Evan, between the 49ers and Big Ben, or Big Ben and his agent, that matters, because that really changes what the 49ers were hoping to get out of it and how they feel about the guys that they have under contract.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm glad they didn't do it. Okay, Ben, yes. Roethlisberger, I understand that his numbers were actually fairly respectable. His last season in the NFL in 2021, he led the league in game-winning drives and fourth-quarter comebacks, miraculously, because the guy looked like he was throwing medicine balls up and down the football field, Mark. Like, Ben Roethlisberger, at the end of his career, was cooked. He had nothing left in the tank and was a major reason, even though the Steelers had a defense to give him, like the 49ers would have, he would sometimes throw them out of football games. The guy needs to throw the ball, which the 49ers do not want to do in a run-first offense, and he makes very risky, unnecessary, dumbass decisions with the football, as he did at his age 37, 38, and then would have been a 40 season. Like, I did not and do not want Ben Roethlisberger anywhere near that quarterback room. And even though the 49ers gave him a call to test it, I think he is selling himself a little more in this interview to try and say, hey, I still had some left, but I kind of walked away. And, you know, the 49ers, they were kind of looking at me. But, you know, I'm a lifelong Steeler, so shout out to Western Pennsylvania and our two Super Bowls because the San Francisco 49ers, they wanted a piece of me. I just didn't want to give it to them.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's probably, you know, hyping himself up just a little bit there. He could have wanted to say no, but ultimately the 49ers probably wouldn't have pulled the trigger either. His final season, that 2021 year, if I'm remembering correctly, that was the year when the Steelers were the last remaining undefeated team, if I remember correctly. They were like 8-0 or something like that. And I just had this thought. I haven't done this in a while. I feel like I need to dunk on the Minnesota Vikings. They were the Minnesota Vikings of that 2021 year.
2020 is the year you're looking at. 2020
year.
Still, though.
The last undefeated team in the NFL. They won every game, you know, barely in the final minutes on some miraculous comebacks, final minute touchdowns and scores. And then I believe they lost their first playoff game to the Browns. The Browns got their first playoff win in a long time, if memory serves. And the Browns went on to lose barely to the Chiefs the next round in Kansas City. But that team reminds me of that Vikings team from last year where, yeah, they got a good record, but you're not really quite sure if they're that good. I say all that. I know I'm getting off track. I say all that just to say I am with you, even though in you know, the final few years of Ben Roethlisberger's career, Evan, even though his team was still relatively successful winning games, I think it's probably more credit to Mike Tomlin and the rest of that team than their quarterback, because Big Ben, one of the most difficult quarterbacks to watch over those last few years of his career. You're absolutely right. Disgusting football, and I do not want him anywhere near the football team that I root for.
Okay, so are you calling Daniel Jones the Baker Mayfield of modern-day football?
Baker Mayfield just signed a contract.
Yeah, but that, but okay, but by saying that the Steelers, yeah, I apologize for that. That was a bad analogy. But what I'm saying is if the Steelers that year.
I know what you're saying.
Were beaten by Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
That makes the New York Giants, who beat the Minnesota Vikings, mind you, by a small margin. And I just want to look up this box score because I believe they got absolutely pounded. Cleveland Browns won 48. It was 37. Looked a lot better than it was. Game started with a touchdown. No. And I do remember that game because I had money on the Steelers and I was very disappointed.
No. Wow.
Just like you bet on the Vikings this year.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about that. But I mean, you're right. I mean, I think Ben Roethlisberger is probably overblowing this a little bit. I'm not sure. Say he was like, yeah, hell yeah, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, I'm in. Let's do this. The Niners probably would be like, okay, slow down there, Ben. Like, this is just, you know, a friendly phone call. We're not sure if we're going to. I doubt that they would have.
I don't think Kyle Shanahan would like the type of quarterback that Ben Roethlisberger is. Now, I don't want to get it twisted. Ben Roethlisberger is headed to Cannes. He is a Hall of Famer. He will get a gold jacket. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ, orchestrated one of the best late comebacks in a Super Bowl that I have ever seen against the Arizona Cardinals. However, the last 3 years up until his age 40, what would have been year last year, They were unwatchable. I did not enjoy seeing him under center, even though he had a very good team around him. So I'm glad that he didn't bring that to San Francisco.
Yeah, and there's also his questionable past off the field, and I don't think the Niners want to welcome that in as well. I mean, that this seemed, I don't know, it seemed out of the blue to me. I guess if you're the 49ers, you're just simply doing your due diligence when you have all these injuries at quarterback. There's probably a lot more of these stories out there to other, you know, retired, semi-retired veteran quarterbacks that we just don't know about. It's probably, you can just chalk it up to a team doing due diligence. But if this actually happened, I think the response would have been pretty poor from the fan base.
I think we're also going to see next year some rumors come out about how Tom Brady was given a call by the San Francisco 49ers. Yep. Who knows? Maybe they called Peyton Manning last year. I don't know. They wanted to bring him or Eli off their ESPN cast to try and throw for the 49ers. Either way,